On your website, I was reading your bio thing, and it said something about how you had a riding injury that was kind of a big turning point in your life. Would you mind talking a little bit about how that kind of changed your career and turned your path around?
Well, at that time, I didn't have a career. I was married, and I really wanted to model, but I had a lot of responsibilities. I had horses, and I was breeding dogs, and you know, I had a lot of things to oversee. And when my horse jumped that car, I landed on my head and had a little head injury. So it kind of erased some of the brainwashing and responsibility that I felt that I had to have.
Mm-hmm.
And the man who was sitting on the chair that got up to get the beer, that let the pony run away with the chair that chased me into the car, his renter's insurance came up with quite a nice sum of money, which helped pay a lot of the doctor bills and gave me enough money to travel. And on the very last trip, as I was running out of money, I got discovered in Las Vegas.
Wow. And that was the thing at the
Sugar Ray Leonard Duran fight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fate is a really funny thing. And there's been times in my life when I knew where I had to be and what I had to do to follow my path of fate. And there was a time on the airplane when we were flying to Vegas with my friends, I stood up and screamed to the whole plane, "I'm going to meet Sylvester Stallone!" And sure enough, the night I got discovered, I was hanging out with Sylvester Stallone and Don Johnson and just all these fabulous stars.
Oh, wow.
Never ended. And not that it was my goal to meet Sylvester Stallone, it just, that came in my mind, and that's what ended up happening. So if someone wasn't guiding my path, that was like, you know, better than winning the lottery for me.
Yeah. Well, you seem to have so much, so many positive things to say about your career up until now, but do you have any regrets?
I have no regrets at all whatsoever. I just wish that when I came here, I had enough money so that I could have afforded to go out to restaurants by myself, or mm-hmm. could have afforded to take a day off to go sit at the beach and, you know, watch the seagulls or something. But I really had to keep the work ethic to keep a roof over my head.
Yeah.
So I really, it's hard to turn that off now. So thank God I have photography, because I don't have many other things that I feel safe going to do for 6 hours without checking into my service, or, you know, right now I almost missed this interview. So it's still, you know, being able to turn off the high-powered drive.
Right.
That's what I'm looking for, that key.
But it seems to have benefited you so much. I mean, it's done you more good than
anything else. Oh, yeah. It's definitely, you know, a farmer's ethic, you know, early to bed, early to rise, get out there with that plow, and there's no room for weeds. And I don't think I could have done it without that. And the girls that I are grooming, the girls that I am grooming, mm-hmm. have the same work ethic as I do. I mean, they can show up on a movie set at 9 in the morning and be there at midnight and still be happy and joking and be able to do their scenes in a praying mantis costume and a mask.
Wow.